Hello, everyone. Kenji here in today, very clear Asheville, North Carolina, USA. So welcome to today's Planetary Light Meditation 15. So let's do an overview, and then we'll get right into the activation, which also may be in the form of a prayer today. Let's see here. Okay, a little overview today. So in our continuing series on personal and planetary healing, we will move further into the collective unconscious to heal any ancestral and collective wounds from our past. The intensity is reaching its zenith. For how long is still to be determined. And we must stay in divine balance to ride out this wave of transformation. This is the last planetary light meditation before our elections, as we witness the playing out of the polarity of the old matrix. It is important to stay in divine neutrality as we witness the destruction of the old ways and the bringing in of the new, which all of you are doing. Thank you very much. Many are experiencing medical issues that may be disguised as ascension symptoms, relationship challenges, especially regarding the election and who's going to vote for who, possible new career moves, new location options, and the challenge of, do I really want to be here? This does affect the younger generation as well as the older generation. The lockdown has forced us to go within, as you know, and to make new choices and intentions. It has also brought up our unconscious fears, doubts, and insecurities about the future, your business, where you're going. Everyone is being brought up into the light for healing, transmutation, and transformation. We will bring forth the cleansing energies for the earth, her grid system, her power points, and assist with a deeper alignment with the power of truth and balance. The ascension process brings up everything for review, emotional, psychological, physical, energetic. Our core issues are being triggered so we can heal our past judgments, conditioning, and imprinting. We will go into correcting our unconscious mind, our unconscious mind viruses, and clearing out unconscious levels of mind interference and tribal consciousness, or mass hypnosis. These patterns go way back into our history and are part of the old matrix. It is time to be free of all conditioning and DNA imprinting. And we are, as always, going to call forth from the Lord God of our being, divine intervention for the earth and for all of humanity. Thank you for joining us, another powerful personal and planetary cleansing and the reset of our biology and spiritual anatomy, referring to all your different light bodies. This is a time to establish our new earth reality and vision of what is to come. Your ancestors and pets are most welcome to attend. Just send money by PayPal. Okay, let's see here. Okay, we're going back here. Okay, so let's get started. We're going to do a slight different breathing process today. So make sure your spine is comfortable, shoes off, preferably, unless it's snowing outside. Comedy team. And palms facing upwards. This is interesting. Okay, most of you probably know about Diksha. They came out of India. I received a Disha from my very dear friend yesterday at a gathering, and we wish to share this with you today. So actually, in preparation for the activation, just open up your crown chakra, and there will be a being behind you that will lay hands upon your crown and just receive the blessings, as if your crown chakra is going to be filled up with this beautiful divine light. Telepathic Disha. Ask your inner child to receive this as well, and we're going to ask your ancestors and family members to also receive this blessing. You can envision your family tree that represents your ancestors, and all of them are receiving this divine light as they allow. We'll ask the Archangel Ariel to do the same for your pets and all animals upon the planet that are needing this reset. Envision the whole planet receiving Disha, or the power of grace that comes from Source, blessing the plants, blessing all of the stones and crystals, the trees, the rivers and the lakes and the oceans. Blessing all of the children. Inner Earth receiving this Disha. All the beings within Inner Earth. And the auric field of the Earth receiving these blessings. The PowerPoints being energized, the grid system of the Earth, the etheric body of the Earth, now allow this divine light to move through your spinal column and through your nervous system and through your endocrine glands. Allow it to penetrate all levels of your brain, your crown chakra, your mental body. Allow the brain to reset. Wherever you may feel discomfort in your physical embodiment, allow this light to go there, to go to the cause of the discomfort, so that you become aware of the cause and effect relationship. Envision your pets receiving this blessing. Your house, the spirit of your home, your neighborhood environment, your workspace, your automobiles, your modes of transportation. Allow any resistance to receiving these blessings to simply dissolve to drop away. Okay, allow this to continue until complete. All right, we're going to start the guided meditation using the power of the breath to bring great focus and clarity, not only into your being, but into your mind. Now we're going to do a variation of a breath of fire breathing technique, in which you're going to breathe in rather quickly, but not super quickly. You're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the nose the light in rapid succession. You can do it to the count of 10 or 20. And when you finish, hold the light into the body for about 5 seconds and then let it go. So go ahead. You're going to breathe into the belly using your cauldron, using your dantian, using the power that is within your belly to bring that fire up into the body, keeping your shoulders relaxed and allowing all your facial muscles to relax as you do this breathing, relaxing your fingers, your toes, your calves. Keep the focus on the breath. You're building the fire within the belly. And then hold it in the body for 5 or 6 or 7 seconds. Feel your body becoming energized, and then slowly let the breath go, keeping your focus in the here and now. Let's do it again. You are clearing away debris. Everybody else's energy, the energy from the lockdown, from tribal consciousness, from the collective astral plane, from the collective fear. Hold the breath in the body. And then release it. Let's do it one more time. Deep, rapid breathing through the nose. Letting go of the density. Letting go of everybody else's doubts and fears and uncertainties. Re-establishing your power in your body. Then hold the light one more time in the body. Allow the brain to become energized. And then drop the breath. Allow the body now to breathe naturally. Connect your thumb and index fingers together. And you may want to touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth, keeping your jaw muscles relaxed. All right, we're going to call in Council 14. Activate your pillars of light. 4 beautiful archangel pillars of light in your home or wherever you are physically. Align your body with the Sacred Heart of Earth 2. We're going to call forth your seven-dimensional guides to surround you, to hold the space, for your most enlightened experience today, consciously or unconsciously. Ask your inner child to deeply receive. Now, some of you may be ready for, shall we say, an exchange, upgrade of your guardian angel. So if that is the case, just simply allow that to occur naturally. Some of you are getting some new power animals, so we're going to call them forth to help hold space. We're going to call in your soul group for love and support. Disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, your intellect, from the planetary chaos and the collective astral plane. And begin to breathe through this archetype, moving awareness through the eye of the golden needle to the other side, to that which awaits you in the oneness. Letting go of the earth, letting go of all of what's happening and what is to come. Letting go of your future. Letting go of your to-do lists. Letting go of all the chaos that you perceive is going on in your life. Disengaging from the old matrix of pain and suffering and reincarnation. We're calling for the essence of the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, prime source energy through Holy Spirit, the energies of the new earth, Now, we're going to collect our many different aspects on the higher dimensional levels. So as the infinite light of creation, you're going to gather any aspects, filaments of your light, to fully align with the ascension process. Going to bring back any parts of you in the higher dimensional levels that may be stuck on a particular timeline. And bringing it back to this timeline, the ascension process, the new earth, your potential. you are magnetizing into your I am, ending all fragments, any parts of you that have been traumatized by or through galactic wars, be it Sirius, Orion, Maladec, Atlantis, before Atlantis. You are calling home into your I am any disassociated aspects or fragments of self. Now, allowing your higher self to recalibrate all of those frequencies into the now moment. Now, open up all of your chakra points in your physical body. And allow your I am now to strengthen your silver cord, that divine connection to your body. And feel as if, feel vibrationally, that there are these currents of light and sound that are energizing your silver cord. That are moving through all of the dimensions, from the very, very spiritual and divine to the most physical, your first, second, third, fourth dimensional self here on the earth, or rather your channel of expression. Now allow these frequencies to move thoroughly and completely through your brain, through all compartments in your brain, through the endocrine system in your brain, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, limbic system, medulla, the ventricles, left and right hemisphere, all of your cortexes, allowing an activation of the endorphins and the neurotransmitters, the DMT. Allow a further activation of your pineal gland. Your memory centers, your logic, your intuition, your inner knowing. Allow the light and sound to move through all levels of your crown chakra, your soul star chakra, all the chakras above your head, and extend your anchoring and your earth connection through your earth star chakra and all the chakras below your feet. your magnetic field, which is related to your emotional body, and begin to feel an expansion of your horizontal field, your connection with all of life here on the earth and in the galaxies. Holding the thought of divine balance between your vertical and your horizontal. Staying in the present moment. Opening up your Akashic records. Feel your awareness moving through all levels of color and sound. All 144 different colors and tones and sounds. Allow the heart to resonate, activating your still point. Now, as you allow the raising of the vibrations of your spirit and your body, feel as if the density is simply falling away. Through the power of the light and sound, the density is simply falling away. Moving out of the mind, moving out of the emotional body, moving out of the physical body. Keep all of your chakra points open, allowing the unconscious to be activated, bringing forth for your remembrance, for your embrace, any core issues that are ready for healing and transmutation and transformation, memories, experiences, people, events, and whatever comes forth, simply allow the light to transmute and to transform these imprints, be they from the future, the past, or parallel. Continue to breathe into the oneness. Open up the body so the body can let go of the pain, the suffering, the burdens from ancestors, from others, from family members, from past relationships. Bring the light deep into the DNA, the RNA, chromosome, genes, telomeres, and codons. The codons are your codings in your DNA. Bring forth the judgments from the past, judgments against self, judgments with God, your parents, your exes. And allow a transmutation into love, into compassion, into acceptance. And drawing forth the wisdom from all of these experiences that are being healed. Knowing that you are good enough to move out of the old matrix of pain and suffering, that you no longer, that your personality no longer needs to suffer, that your mind no longer needs to suffer, that your body does not have to take on the pain of the world. Allow the light that's coming through your silver cord to now move through your spinal column into your original 8 cells of creation at the base of the spine, through all levels of your spine, your dura tube, your cerebral cranial fluid. Allow the preparation from your high self the preparation of your illumination and enlightenment, your awakening into the light. Into the knowing that you are co-creator, God Self. That you know where you're going. You know where you've been. That you know your destiny and purpose. And that you are fulfilled financially, emotionally, psychologically. That you are fulfilled. Letting go of lack and letting go of neediness, knowing that you are fulfilled. feel that fulfillment in all levels of consciousness and your embodiment. I am fulfilled. That you can create on every level of consciousness happiness and joy, inner peace, calm, divine balance and harmony, inspiration. Fearlessness. Able to speak your truth. Able to express your divinity without fear, without doubt, and allowing all doubt to begin to drop away from the mind chatter. Receive fulfillment. I am fulfilled. My cup runneth over. Continue to absorb the oneness. Awakening. Envision your inner child as healthy, happy, and whole. Free of all trauma from the past or the future. Free of all pain. Free of doubt. Free of suffering. Bring your inner child up in the present time. Now, feel the light in your embodiment going to all organs, especially your stomach, your digestive system, your eyes, your thyroid, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your kidneys and adrenal glands, your reproductive organs, especially your reproductive organs. Your thymus, your bones, your cranial bones, your spinal bones, your joint bones, your toe joints, your finger joints. Your hip joints, your elbows, wrists, and ankles, and knees. Letting go of the need to suffer. Letting go of the need to experience stress. Mental stress, emotional stress, physical stress, spiritual stress. Moving deeper into the zone. Now, on the seventh dimension, there's this beautiful energy. Allow awareness to move into the center or the core of this energy, seventh dimensional energy. Let's take a few moments in silence to fully embrace and become one with this seventh dimensional energy. Now begin to focus into your physical body the power of the infinity. As above, so below. Alpha and Omega. Bring it into your auric field. Allow it to move through your chakra system, your meridians, your nadis, your endocrine system, and into the earth, into the grid system of the earth, into the chakras of the earth, into the meridians and ley lines of the earth, into the power points of the earth. Call forth the messengers from the timelessness, from beyond space and time. Messengers from God. To assist with your ascension process, with your understanding of self, the real self. And bring that vibration deep into the crystal palace of the brain, right into the very center of the brain, into that area just below the thalamus, You are enlightening the body. You are teaching the body to be ascended, to be in this state of oneness. You are teaching your ego to surrender. To let go of the pain from the past. Feel your pineal be healthy and whole, sitting upright, receiving all the cosmic rays of creation. Allowing thy eye to be single, therefore the body is full of light. Now let us gather together in the quantum, and we're going to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of transformation to be channeled into and upon the earth, to all souls and peoples of the earth, to all animals and life forms, elementals, nature spirits upon the earth, into inner earth, into the civilizations within inner earth, into the atmosphere of the earth, the auric field. Clear and perfect channel for the power of transformation, transmutation, enlightenment. Send this to all world leaders, known and unknown. Send it into all pockets of hostility and conflict. Envisioning the density of the earth being uplifted into the light. Holding that space of being a clear and perfect channel. For the Christ light, for the light of illumination, see this going to your ancestors and your family members and pets. Now, tap into your vision for your life. and begin to bring it down into your body, into your practical life. Bring in the vision from your I Am, your Oversoul, of your divine destiny and all the how-tos in making this manifest in your lifetime, your physical lifetime. Bringing into your practical life the natural, innate ability to go with the flow, the divine flow, not the worldly flow, but the divine flow. Aligning with the flower of life, all levels of sacred geometry, re-establishing in your physical life that divine spiral of evolution. Now we're going to begin to come back to your embodiment, back to the earth plane, your physical room. Keeping that connection intact and creating a storage area in your brain, your crown chakra, for the downloads, setting a divine timer for the downloads so you do not get overwhelmed, so the body does not get overwhelmed. Divine right timing. All in divine right order. Feeling the healing power expressing through your hand chakras and through your voice. And through your feet chakras for the earth. Allow realignment with your four lower bodies. Knowing that they are tools and they are not the cause. You are the cause. And the body follows. Take command of your light ship. Your personal space. I am creator of my life. Now coming back to your body and your room with more awareness, more focus, more balance, more harmony, more peace and love and joy. Coming back awake, alert, alive, and ready to go. and feel that joy bubbling up in your heart chakra, affecting all of your body functions. The power of joy as the healer for the body and for the mind. Now let's take a moment or two to commune with your seventh dimensional guides, your experience, your angels. Your soul group. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, coming back into physical awareness, holding that state of oneness. Remember to drink water. And if you need to drive today, make sure you're fully grounded and focused and centered. Allow the comedy team to work in your life. Give assignments to your guardian angel. Pay attention to your intuition. Act on your intuition. And be fearless in stepping forward into the great unknown. Be patient. Be quick, but don't hurry. And continue to receive the blessings. And so it is.